Thank you for coming this session, and thank you for DavidCon team. In DavidCon, there are many first things for me. The first thing, first trip to abroad, and first do presentation by English. So it's a challenge too. I hope I could tell you correctly what I mean. So this session is rethinking of the Debian watch with third experiment about the use case. Sorry. So, summary of this talk. Current Debian watch file is sometimes too complicated. And update to new format suggests one can solve it. Oh, this is a gender detail about. First, who am I self-introduction, and why I'm curious about Debian Watch, introduction about Debian Watch, Debian Watch current status, and source experiments of Debian Watch, and Rust conclusion. So, I'll do my introduction. So my name is Kentaro Hayashi, and I'm acting discount as a contributor for Debian. And I'm a fan of top 2 point, especially soft domain, not for Crescar or soft 3. No. And also working for Crescar Inc. Crescar encouraged employee to do free software activity, and my trip to DevCon are also sponsored. It's awesome. As a contributor, I'm doing some package maintenance, Grunga, Kamsoy database engine, and upstream release is monthly, so I periodically maintain these packages. Next topic is why I'm curious about Debian Watch. This is triggered one bug report. This about redirector for Debian.net. This bug report say about forms several minchow. Debian Watch file needs to parse always. It's too complicated. So many use many mangoes, page mango, download your mango, Ubuntu mango. So, original bug reporter Hideki Yamane, he's also he's Debian developer. He says this situation derived from preempting bot, so it's annoying. So, my motivation is it seems that sometimes debug file is too complicated. So, I decided to look into Debian Watch. So next topic is introduction about Debian Watch. As you know, Debian Watch file is used for to check a newer version. And and about Debian Watch, wiki page error. Good start point. And wiki pages, 8 examples are listed, so you can refer it. And wiki pages, common mistakes takes to avoid are also listed. Not escaping or wrong file extension, not anchoring the version, not starting the version part, not flexible enough parse, not memory upstream, not memory Debian versions, and not support cryptographic signature. So many pitfalls. If it's okay, once Debian Watch file is prepared for package, but as you know, some pitfalls are there. So different watch file is very useful for package mapping, but sometimes too complicated. So it should be more simple, I think. Next step is a current statistics. But I think it could be more simpler than watch file, but we can judge the idea is good or not. We can judge it. So we need to discuss based on the fact, especially data. So I decided to collect in Debian Watch data. So see Debian Watch or provide API for it, well documented. So Debian Org provides package list API, so we can create source package list. Like this. And also provides package info API, so you can get suit information about package. Here's an actual example about Grunga case. So you can use this API to correct specific release, JSE or storage or buffer and so on. The response is about Grunga package info is like this. So you can see Grunga package info. So. And also, it also provides file info API, so you can get passed to raw URL. So this in this slide, latest keyword is described, and actually it compares to actual latest version, so it's useful. So. Raw URL API return, raw URL API response, in response here. So, if you access raw URL, you can get content of Debian Watch file itself. Actual response is like this Debian Watch file. So now we are ready to collect data. So just collecting source package list in a stable using API, collecting each Debian watch file if available via API, and analyzing on visual data by myself. It's hard to manually collect Debian watch data, so I write some utility for it. And analyzing Debian Watch file, it needs to parse option also. So I also developed CPAN modules extracted from UCA. So system component diagram is here. So actually, almost 27,000 unsubscore source packages are there. So some question about Debian Watch. Watch file is how many packages you think Debian Watch file or which version is used or what were the popular hosting site? Answer is 84% as a package using Debian Watch file. And version 3 Watch file is frequently used next to Debian version 4. And top 14 covers 58%. Detail is most used is GitHub and MetaShipper SourceForge and Redirector for Piper and Hackish is the top 5. So 84% source packages are already supporting. So if something good way to improve it, it's bearable to try. So another point of view are opt usage. It is classified to poor part, not use, early use, sometimes use, often use part. These options are not used, and rarely use options are here. Sometimes use options are here, and often use options are here, as you know. So this is a graph for frequency. What option is used? Very few options already used. So the first is top priority hosting service using. And option are very limited usage. So estimation is we can simply different watch power for specific size. So what is the truly required information? There are some information to be parsed or hosting, owner, a project. It is summarized to three information. So I saw new syntax idea. So hosting corresponding to type, owner corresponding to donor, project corresponding to project, right? So all the rule and suggesting a new rule are here and difference. It could be more simple for everyone. New rule suggesting were like this. There are many pros and cons. For maintainer, easy to maintain and flexible enough if download URL change. And you can avoid pitfall by common mistakes, mainly introduced by regular expression. And there are some cons for use case developer. Supporting each hosting service is needed. And some functionality is lost, contrast to previous rules. And new rule is not does not have a full functionality, so traditional rule and new rule are need to maintain. Back to a new rule, it is not verified how actually practical enough or not, so need to experiment. Here is a step to verify, modifying use case and the running source package. Revert to previous version for use can and execute use can with current rule and modified one. Comparing DHS result. DHS is a digging external health status, so it's machine readable output of use can. So I prepare a test case. One is new rule for GitHub. It's a typical use case. I prepared for OSDN, but currently it does not work well, so I'll omit. Again, recall new rule for GitHub is here. It needs modifying, it needs to modify use case, so a bumping version or the regular expression, assigning binding rule to emulate previous rule. Such work are required. So I'll show some demos. Here's the previous rule. then execute previous one and new rule. This is all your rule is applied, and this is new rule. So you can see same functionality is guaranteed. This behavior is easily accomplished by a very small patch. I did github.com, but OSD.NET not worked well, so I need to more test. So here's the conclusion. So there is a bit redundant case in DevOps, so DevOps can be simplified by a new suggested rule, but not fully verified, so I need more testing. Feedback are welcome. Thank you.